There are many things that we get told about ourselves. We get told that we're children of particular parents, or we get told that we're children of God, or we get told that in some places that we're miserable sinners, or we get told that we're a bad kid. And we take in these labels, and sometimes we let them have undue influence on our sense of self. We often miss what the gospel according to John has to say. The longer section in which the gospel that we just heard sits within starts with the Jesus saying he is the good shepherd. And in the good shepherd speech and in all of his speeches in John, what we are is a gift. What we are is a gift. We are a gift from God the Father to Christ, the Son, the Word incarnate. We are a gift from God to Christ. Let me say that again, because we often skip right over this one. It goes in one ear and out the other. We are a gift from God to Christ. That's the assertion that the gospel according to John makes. And it's the one definition that we seem not to take in and let shape our identity, isn't it? But when Jesus calls us sheep, and he says, my sheep know my voice and they follow me, he's talking about us as a gift from God to him. We are, and it's not about, you know, at different times in church history, we've gotten balled up in questions about, well, how are some people a sheep and others aren't? And how is, you know, who does the deciding about who's a sheep and who isn't? I think that is not quite on target. I think every human being has the potential to be a gift from God to Christ. Some people decide not to be a gift. But the reality is that when we decide in some small way to believe in a relationship with the divine, we start living into the nature, our true nature in John, the role of gift from the Father to the Christ. And so Jesus is, when he talks about his sheep and they know him and they hear his voice and they follow him, all of those are part of the nature of being this gift that God has given us, the gift that God has given to Christ. And that's a real challenging definition. We have a hard time thinking of ourselves as a gift. Aidan and Cuthbert were missionaries in Northern England, and they wandered around Northern England amongst a diverse and scattered group of people who, many of whom lived in small huts or villages or were isolated from others and for whom life was very hard. And Aidan and Cuthbert said to people, you're a gift. And it's what made them successful. We were joking earlier about Aidan saying to a fellow missionary who had gone to Northern England, was unsuccessful, and went back and said, they're stubborn, they're hard-headed, they don't get it, they don't want to get it, they're not going to listen. And Aidan said, well, maybe you came on a little too strong. you spoke a little more gently to people. Maybe, perhaps he could have said, if you remembered that they're a gift too. And imagine being in Northern England, being cold, working hard, and feeling on many a day like life is such a struggle, and having this guy wander along and help you out as best he can, maybe give you a coat, and say, don't forget, you're a gift from God to Christ. That had a big impact. We live in a time now where how we get meaning is starting to change. We're only at the very beginnings of the change, and it's going to be a wild ride. But what's happening is that soon people won't be getting their meaning from their work, because so many jobs are being replaced by machinery, by robots, by technology. And so we used to get meaning by a successful hunt or by growing a successful crop. And then we began to get meaning by the work that we did. That transition from meaning from hunt and crop to work, we call the Industrial Revolution. The transition that we're facing now is meaning from work to meaning from where? That's the digital revolution. And it's on our doorstep, and it's here now. And so one of the things that I want to suggest is that the church is well poised to offer meaning to people. The church is well poised to reach out to people in the midst of our disorientation in this transition through the digital revolution, especially to say, work, no work, whatever the economy's doing, whatever else, you are a gift from God to Christ. And how can we help you live in such a way that you come to know more and more that you are a gift from God to Christ? We have the same exact work to do that Aidan and Cuthbert had.